الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار يجعل له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Tawbah istighfar is one basic fundamental ibadat which must be in our lives all the time, on a daily basis, on an ongoing basis. No matter how pious we think we have become, we can, istighfar and tawbah is indispensable. We have to keep on, and a sign of a person being accepted by Allah, becoming closer to Allah, how much more tawbah istighfar he makes. A father told his child that what is there in the air, what is that? So he made out it's an aeroplane. So he said, is it big or small? He said, it's very small. When the aeroplane is flying high up, you see it very small. So then his father took the child to the airport and he showed him the aeroplane. Is it big or small? He said, very big. When you see it from close, you see it very big. So when we see Allah from far, then we are big, Allah is small. We think we are in charge of things, we are doing things. But when you find Allah, and you see Allah from close, then you realize we are nothing. And even our greatest ibadat needs a lot of tawbah and istighfar. Otherwise, even without ibadat, we don't make tawbah istighfar. Each one of ourselves check us for today. Did I make tawbah istighfar? Even just the words, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Did I read it one time, 10 times, 100 times? We are at least minimum supposed to make on a daily basis. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of all the creation of Allah, whose ibadat can be more? Whose ibadat can be more superior in quality? But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Wallahi, he takes qasam, and I make tawbah istighfar to Allah, one riwayat 70 times, one riwayat 100 times a day. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was declared free from guna. He had no guna. Every Nabi is masoom. They don't have any guna on them. But in spite of that, how much tawbah istighfar? And we just think now, I'm coming majlis regularly, I got khilafat, I'm having majlis, so now I'm all right, I don't have to make tawbah istighfar. That shows our distance from Allah. Like that aeroplane is far, we can't even see it. And how many aeroplanes are flying, we can't see them. They're flying about 8-10 kilometers above the air. We don't see those aeroplanes also. So we don't see Allah in our lives also. How much tawbah istighfar, then we will see Allah from close. Then we will realize how pure Allah is, how impure I am. Otherwise we think I'm pak, I'm clean. That is why we might not say it. We say I'm the worst. But if I'm not making tawbah istighfar, that means I'm clean. If I don't go to the bath to bath because I'm clean. If I'm dirty, I know I have to go now. I have to go, and even if I have to rush and quickly just shower. But I have to go because I'm dirty. But if I think I'm clean, why must I go? So that we can see ourselves. So tawbah, ulama have written, the meaning of tawbah is ar-rujur, to return. Which means that when a person is gone on the wrong road, then he must make tawbah. And then Allah is so merciful, so kind, that Allah has kept the doors of tawbah and istighfar not only open, wide, wide, wide open for all of mankind till the day when the sun will rise from the west. Till that day the doors of tawbah are open for everyone. a person who is a 100-year-old kafir, the person who did the worst of crimes, the person who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person who Khalid ibn Walid, what havoc he caused in the Battle of Uhud. How many else? Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl. The doors of Toba are open for everyone. For Hinda, for Abu Sufyan. For everyone the doors of Toba are open. And this is still when the sun will rise from the east. Then the doors of Toba will be closed to people. And for every individual, the doors of Toba are also open. And they are open until Malam Yugharzir, till Sakarat doesn't overtake you. When Sakarat starts, then the things of dunya, your family is around you, your wife, your children, all doctors, but you don't see them now. Now the clear signs of Akhirat. You see Malakul Maut now in front of you. And everything of Akhirat, now you are gone into a different realm. Just when that starts, the doors of Toba are closed now. Now if you make Toba, and people will make, Rabbana, Absarna, Wasami'na, Farji'na, Na'mal Salihan, Inna Muqinun. When the people will be in Akhirah, they will say, Rabbana, Absarna, we have seen everything is 100% true what you have said now. Wasami'na, and we hear now, we respond to your call. We are not hearing with deaf ears. We are hearing with open ears now. Farji'na. Give us a chance, you'll see how we will be obedient to you. Farji'na. Na'mal salihan. And we're going to do great righteous deeds now. Inna muqinun. Now we have got proper yaqeen. But of course that will not help at all. It is now for us to do it. So Allah is giving that opportunity until that time. And we should make so much shukr to Allah. Allah sent the Quran Sharif to us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's ta'alimat. Who he prepared, the band of the Sahaba. What great people. What examples the Sahaba are for the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. And who they left behind. Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and then the great, our Aslaf and our Kabir. Till today, Allah has kept them alive for us to take those lessons. So if we see their lives, then we should make rujur. Fortunate is that person whom Allah puts in his heart, whom Allah loves. Allah opens the doors of istighfar for that person. And then his whole life, whatever ibadat he makes, there is no question of pride coming. He just asks forgiveness from Allah. That, Ya Allah, whatever I did, my tilawat, my niyat was not right. I didn't pay attention. My namaz was not right. And the end of namaz teaches us also, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. But unfortunately, most of us read it in not a subconscious mind, unconsciously. We don't realize that I spoiled my namaz. We don't, after namaz, we've got no consideration whether my namaz is accepted or rejected. And anyone just have to praise us a little, it goes straight to our head. That's a sign of a person with a very weak mind. A person who has got some brains in his head. If he's praised, he will say, well, I'm worthy of this. But then a person who hasn't, he goes around boasting to other people. You see, who praised me? People are praising me. And then you want praises from them also, especially from your wife, your family people, that the world is praising me and you not praising me. But a person who got any brains will know I'm not worthy of it at all. So we must make rujur, turn back to Allah Ta'ala. When you are gone on the wrong road, it's only parishani, problems. Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train in the northern direction they were going. And in that compartment there was one person. As the discussion carried on, he realized he's in the wrong train. He had to be going towards the south. And the train is going in the north, opposite direction. So he became naturally, when you know you're on the wrong road, you're in the wrong train, you become very worried now. So So you have to go meet people, you had a meeting, whatever perhaps, but now you're in the wrong direction. Mahatanui Rahmatullah Ali consoled him and said, nothing to be so worried about. The next station you get off, you go to the other side platform, you buy your ticket and you go to the opposite. And then you're on the right train. Then afterwards, when the station came, he got off. Maulana told those who were there, see how this person was worried. He was very, very disturbed mentally, everything. But as soon as he'll be sitting, he's gone further from his destination. But as soon as he's sitting in the right train, he will feel comfortable. Now I know I'm reaching my place. I'm getting to my destination. So we also, when we're on the wrong road, this anxiety we have, this trouble we have, depression we have, because we're on the wrong road. Just make true tawbah is an istighfar, then you have changed your train, and now you're sitting in a train that's going to Allah. And as soon as you are there, already you'll feel peace in your heart. You'll feel comfortable. You'll feel enjoyable. So tawbah istighfar is lazim upon each one of us. All the time. Every action we do, we should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And when a person has that reality, the whole world can praise you also. It won't go one bit to your head. You will realize I'm the worst. Allah is just kept my weaknesses, my evils, my harms. Allah has put parda on it. If these people see it, they'll run from me immediately. And you will realize that the people got good eyes, that they see good even in bed. A bee, even if it goes in a place of dirt and filth, it looks for roses, flowers to get some nectar, to make honey. And a swine, even if it goes in a beautiful garden, it looks for dirt there. So these people have got good eyes, that they seeing in evil and bad, they are seeing good also. That is how a true banda of Allah, whose Islah is starting to have been made, he will realize that. He won't take it that I am so good and that. He'll be making tawbah istighfar. And the practical thing is to see for me in my life, daily life, each one of us see for today, how much did I make tawbah istighfar? At least it should be also that at least we should be making nafal namazes. In our nafal, make niyat of tawbah istighfar also. So on a daily basis we are making tawbah istighfar and we are making salatu tawbah. And so that should be in our lives. If it isn't, we must correct ourselves. Otherwise, we are not on the right path. It looks like we are on the right path, but we are on the wrong path. There are many people who have got problems in their lives. It looks like they have got problems and Allah's help is not with them. People who have done wrong, they have got problems. People who have done right, they have got problems also. Even the righteous people. Shuaib alayhi salam, 18 years his illness. And many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what conditions they went through. And Haman is sinking in the ground till now. He's also got problems. Many people have. So you have to see that who is connected with Allah. Allah sends problems, difficulties as a trial, as an imtihan to the righteous people also. And Allah sends problems and difficulties as azab for the wrongdoers also. Outwardly, both seem to be in problems. But the condition of both are also different. The onlookers see both in problems. But those for whom that condition has come from Allah and they are parishan in it. They are restless, parishan. Bi-qabu is an azab from Allah. And those who realize, it's my gunas, I must make tawbah, I must turn to Allah, and Allah is testing me, Allah is giving me a chance, it's a rahmat for them. So conditions will come to all people, and people who are experiencing it, they will be also having different attitude. People who are witnessing and seeing it, they will also have different opinions about them. So anyway, we must make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. It is such a great and wonderful amal. Allah Ta'ala says, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he turned to his people with so many different ways calling them to Allah. To make rujoo, to turn away from idol worship, to turn away from all haram, etc., and turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then he says, I tried everything. I told them, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Make istighfar. Tell Allah to forgive you. And then you will come, you will reverse from the one way, the wrong one way you were in. And you are on the one way road, all the traffic is coming against you. How difficult to travel. And you come on the other side one way, which is one way in the right way now. Now you're flowing with the traffic. Now easy for your namazes become easy. Your tahajjud becomes easy. To be loyal becomes easy. To speak the truth becomes easy. Now you're in the flow. That's all you have to do. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And why don't you want to? إِنَّهُ كَانَ خَفَّارًا. Allah is a great, great forgiver. You can have done the worst wrong, but just make tawbah and Allah will forgive you. And you now, He is righteous. And not only that, He'll forgive your gunas, إِنَّهُ كَانَ خَفَّارًا. After that, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send rains in torrent. In other words, there will be very suitable conditions. Rains will come. There will be vegetation. Things will grow. There will be prosperity. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He will increase you in your wealth also. He will give barakah in your prosperity, your children also, your progeny also. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And He will make for you beautiful gardens also. And He will make beautiful rivers to flow also. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What has happened to you? Why don't you turn back to Allah? Allah's authority is absolute. How can you turn away from Allah? It's only such a person who's got absolute authority in everything, in his decision, execution of his decision, in everything. Why don't you turn to Him? Just turn to Him. He will forgive you readily. Allah Ta'ala forgives. And the minute a person turns with a little sincerity to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. The hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. A person who makes tawbah, istighfar, lazim, compulsory upon himself. And that, let us think, if we even made a 1 minute slot for tawbah, istighfar. So I may read one tasbih of astaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. And such beautiful astaghfirullah al-azim al-ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Guaranteed tawbah is on this istighfar. And Allah, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the most beloved and the greatest lover Allah prescribed for the greatest of His beloved, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest wazifa. Kulistaghfiru rabbakum rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Read that way. What a beautiful, the most beloved, the greatest loving, and the greatest lover prescribed for His greatest beloved, and for the greatest lover of Allah Ta'ala, the most beloved wazifa. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And a person reads this, the enjoyment he gets, the surur, the enjoyment that comes in the heart, and he reads, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ, O Allah, forgive. And not only forgiveness, وَرْحَمْ, then Allah showers His mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the best of those who show mercy. As our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah Ta'ala is the only being that after you have done so much wrong, and He saw you doing the wrong, He saw it happening, and when you ask Him for forgiveness, He forgives you all that. And really it is, we can make excuses. That insan makes excuses, but all these excuses are useless. You had no reason to disobey Allah. You can say, I was weak, I was forced, environment, my nafs overtook me. But really, in reality, we have got no reason to disobey Allah. And Allah knows it also. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Insan is on his, he knows himself with basirat. One is what you see with your eye. One is what you see with your heart. What your heart, what you see, that is complete conviction. What you see with your eyes, you can see wrong. But what you see, that conviction, so people will have complete conviction of their condition. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. Even he can make excuses as much as he wants to. He's just fooling himself, trying to make himself, he's making excuses. But there's no reason for you to make. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, when Allah Ta'ala is the only being, after you have made all your gunas and you ask for forgiveness, Allah doesn't only forgive you, but then He showers His mercy on you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if somebody stole from his boss, for example, somebody committed a crime with the government, treason, the worst crime. He went against the government. He's planning to overthrow the government. And he got caught and he found guilty. Who will forgive? They will torture, they will, what they'll do. But he begs for forgiveness. The if, thousand times if they will forgive him, that's all they will do. But Allah, after you have committed treason with Allah, you not only wanted to overthrow Allah's government, you are making people go against Allah also. Not only you went against Allah, you made people also. But now you make tawbah, istighfar, Allah will forgive you, and on top of that, He will shower His rahmat. Our Shaykh says, if you commit any guna with your boss, wife with her husband, husband with his wife, anywhere, you committed, the most they will do is forgive you. They won't say, okay, now that we have forgiven you, we are giving you 10 filling stations also, or 20 farms also, or 50 shopping complexes also, shopping malls also. Nobody will do that. You stole 20,000 from your boss, the boss found out, you found guilty, and then the boss, out of mercy, says, okay, I'm forgiving you. But he won't say, I'm giving you another 20,000 on top of that now. But Allah gives, what is 20,000? Allah gives unlimited. Allah gives so much more. So a person should make. So a person who makes, man lazim al istighfar. And yet the word lazim, a person who makes tawbah istighfar lazim on himself. That is, he makes it compulsory and he does it. That woman kathur al istighfar, a person who makes istighfar in abundance. One time in a majlis of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, one person asked the question. He said that my lust is too much. So what must I do to control my lust? So there was one person, a newcomer. He wasn't, and he was an Ahli Hadith also, but a mild Ahli Hadith. So he was sitting also, he immediately answered. Whereas in the gathering of Majlis Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, nobody else was allowed to speak. But he was a newcomer, he didn't know. So he told him, keep rozas. So that person said, I kept rozas. And then in roza, the lust overtook me and I committed gunas. Now this person had no answer. So Majlis Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali told him, answer now. You were too quick to speak. Now give him the answer. And now you haven't got the answer, you're putting his iman in danger. Because you're quoting from the hadith, a person that what call it, his lust overtakes him, he must keep roza. Now he's going to doubt hadith now. You put him in a serious condition now. So then he became shy, he made ask for forgiveness. Maulana then explained that keeping rozas, that you must make it, not one, two rozas, keep rozas until that lust breaks. Continuous rozas until your lust breaks. That is how, what do you mean? So, man lazim al istighfar, a person who makes tawbah istighfar, not now and then, not occasionally, not light-heartedly, not his mind is not present, proper istighfar. That person who makes that kind of istighfar, then yaj'allahu min kulli dhiqin mahraja. Whatever difficulty he could have, Allah opens the way from him. And he will find a wonderful way out. You land yourself in a problem, but you just now turn to Tawbah, Istighfar, truly in the correct way. Allah will take you out of that. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمِّن فَرَجًا. And more worse than the physical problems a person have, mental problems. His worry, hum, worry, depression. What's going to happen? This is going to happen. I'm going to be exposed. I did this, I did that. And now he's in a mental state. There was one person here in Azadwal. Allah give him Jannah. He has passed away when he went in this condition. For no reason. He should get in under the bed. He said, the police coming. They're going to come and arrest me. Nothing like that was there. But he was all the time in fear, tension, all the time like that. So Allah save us from all that. So by Tawbah, Istighfar, a person, even if you're in that condition, Allah will take you out. وَيَجْعَلَّهُ وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah gives you from rosy, from sources you did not imagine also. Allah will give you all on Tawbah, Istighfar. And these are all additional gifts from Allah. It's compulsory for us to make Tawbah, Istighfar on all our ibadat. We are not that, we are doing a lot good ibadat and we have to ask Tawbah. We are in open guna. How much of pride in us, how much of show and fame in our nature. We have to be making Tawbah, Istighfar. But unfortunately we don't make. And then even our ibadat is such, and even our Istighfar needs Istighfar. Our Tawbah, a person, for example, tells Maulana, look at this woman, how they are dressed. He is in guna, he's putting Maulana also in guna. And he's telling Maulana also, see how this woman are dressed. So that Tawbah, and he says, Tawbah, Tawbah, Astaghfirullah. See, that Tawbah, Tawbah of his needs Tawbah, Tawbah. He's in guna and he's inviting Maulana also to see the guna. And he says, Maulana, you watch this on the YouTube, you'll see. You in guna, you're sending Maulana a clip also to see all the guna. You guna yourself and you're making Maulana also in guna. So we, how lot of Tawbah, Istighfar we need. But when a person does it, see how Allah's help comes. One person in Medina Sharif, some time ago, who had this connection with his sheikh, and reality was in him, Tawbah, Istighfar, all the other, Durood Sharif, third kalima, all the what we have to do, and he had the correct attitude in life also. So one day he went out from the house with 21,000 riyals to do some business. So as he was going, he saw there was an auction carrying on. So he went there, what's this auction all about? So there was a land, prime land being sold for 15. They started there, and then the offering now, people make their bids 15, 15 and a half, 16, 17, like that they carried on, they came to 20, and nobody was talking. So he said, I've got 21, let me put 21. So he said 21. They asked for, as usual in the auction, three times they asked, anyone else? No one. Then the final, the land sold, the transaction done. Now it's his, then they just did the paperwork, signed up, and and must pay in few days, 3 days, 7 days time. Transfer of the land will take place. Finish, it was done. The next day one person went to the auctioneer and told the auctioneer, sell me that land for 25. So the auctioneer was honest person. He said, no, sale concluded. Finish, I sold it for 21. It's finished at 21. If you want now, you go to that person. He said, I'll give you 25. He says, finished, sale is concluded. I can't, I got no sale now. It's not in my hands. Go and speak to that person. He went to that person and he told him that I sell it to me for 25. So he said, okay, no problem. I just bought it like that. I didn't really need. Take it you for 25. And you pay the auctioneer 21 and you give me 4. So he said, okay. After a few days he came. Then he came with 4 million riyals. So what happened? He went with 21,000 riyals. And he thought the bid was in thousands. They started at 15, he thought 15,000. But there it was, he came just when it started, and it was 15 million it was. And then they were offering 16, 17, it was all millions, he's thinking thousands. When they said 20 and nobody said more, so he said 21. He is in my mind 21,000, but the actual thing was 21 million. When he signed the papers, everything, he didn't notice anything. He went away. And when that person came and offered him 25 now, so he said, you give him 21 and you give me 4. He came with 4 million. So he is expecting 4,000 more. So how Allah gives what is written by Allah, your rosy, no effort from his side, nothing. And 4,000 riyals and 4 million riyals. Riyal about how many? To 5 rands to a riyal. A person was expecting 4,000 rand and is getting 4 million, no, for 20 million now. Just when rosy, when a person turns to Allah with his tawbah, istighfar, sincerely, this is how Allah Ta'ala gives. No effort from your side, nothing Allah Ta'ala gives. There is this person by the name of Nasuh bin Samum most probably, in the Bani Israel. He was a young person, a man, but he had all feminine features. Looked like a woman also, and looked like a pretty woman also. And his voice was also like a woman, sweet, subtle, how a woman's voice is. And he was a man, he had the man's power in him, strong. So he thought he would make his earning by massaging. And he started massaging women. And he looked like a woman, so they didn't have, and those days they had public baths. And in the public baths they had the sauna also, they had massaging, everything. So he went and he rendered his services there. And he should massage the woman. But all for his nafsaniyat. That the woman come, they are naked in front of them, pressing their bodies, their thighs, their breasts, everything. He's enjoying himself doing all this. And he's a man, he's got strong hands, they enjoying the massage. With nice, proper, strong massage. So this carried on. But he felt guilty also all the time. He should make tawbah istighfar also. But every time his tawbah istighfar broke also. The temptation was too much. And his tawbah istighfar breaks every time. Then one day the queen came for a massage also. So he massaged her. And whichever woman he massaged, after that they only wanted his massage. Because he should give a good, proper massage. And he should enjoy himself doing all this massaging. The queen came few times, he massaged her. One day, she massage finished, she was dressing and her necklace was missing. And the necklace, the queen's necklace, what value, diamonds, jewels, pearls, how valuable it must be. And then they searching for it, they couldn't find it. They said, we're closing the doors of the massage, that public bath, and we're now going to search everyone when you strip them naked. And we're going to search them, and then the necklace will come out. So then he made real tawbah to Allah in his heart. Because now he's going to be exposed. He's not a woman, and he's not allowed to be there. And he's be exposed, he's a man. And he will get a terrible disgrace and humiliation that he was committing this terrible crime here as a man, massaging the woman here. And also he'll get the death penalty. And the worst punishment he's going to get. So with real earnestness he made tawbah to Allah. And as the queue was and he's stripping everyone, about 2 people left in front of him, the necklace was found. And he got saved. He made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And he was genuine. This is now when tawbah of ours is genuine and sincere. He went away from their home and he's just engaging in ibadat, crying profusely, making lot of tawbah istighfar. That's why the women were demanding again for him. The queen also. So he sent an excuse. I got sores in my hand. My hands are swollen. I can't. When I get better, I will. But they kept on demanding. He said, oh, I'm in danger. My tawbah istighfar will fall again. So he went away to the jungle, started making Allah's ibadah there away from all the people. This is now when a person is genuine with his tawbah istighfar. He doesn't worry of anything. His comforts of life also, he doesn't worry. And these are also that conditions from Allah. Looks like he's in trouble now, he's in a jungle where you haven't got a proper house, no toilet, bathroom facility, no house also, difficulties. But in his heart, genuine tawbah istighfar, contentment in his heart, and he was happy with that. The onlooker will think he's suffering, but he is happy. Carried on there, one day he found a stray cow. So he thought, now this cow, the shepherd has lost it, this one of his herd, one cow, I'll look after this cow. And when the shepherd will come and ask, I'll give it to him. So he kept the cow and looked after it, everything. And when some travelers traveling there lost their direction, their road, they ended up by him in the jungle there. And they told him, we are extremely thirsty, extremely hungry also. If you got anything, please give us. So he milked the cow and he gave them fresh milk from the cow. Wonderful, pure milk direct from the cow. They appreciated it so much and they were so happy. And they gave him big amounts of money, gifts. They showered upon him, they gave him gifts. With that money, he had a well dug there now. Now when the well was there, now that is the starting of life. Makkah Sharif and the whole Ummah started with Zamzam. When Zamzam came, people started coming to Makkah Sharif and settling there. Now when he made the well, people traveling around, and he has a well, yet he started settling there. Soon a reasonable settlement started. And they were seeing him, his ibadat, genuine, pious person. He changed his ruju, toba, istighfar. He made properly and he really turned to Allah in sincerity. So his piety became famous. Everywhere people were talking of his piety. The king of the place came to hear of it, a very, very pious person. So the king sent a message, I would like to meet you, come and meet me here. And naturally, you go and meet the king, he'll give you VIP treatment, great respect, he'll shower you with great, great gifts. But he was a genuine person, he made his tawbah. This is an important lesson, that must mean to be a show of tawbah and a show of ibadat, but with sincerity. So he sent a message to the king, I'm too busy, I got no time. I'm busy with Allah's ibadat. Where I got time to go and meet somebody? I got no time. This impressed the king even more. So the king decided, I'll go and meet him. He's such a great buzurg, such a pious person, and he, the king's order also, he's not listening to that. So he must be really a very pious person. On the way there, just about reaching, the king passed away. Now when the king passed away, all the courtiers, the people of the kingdom, they thought that who the king went and meet, and the king had so much of respect, and the king went out of his way to go meet him. So he must be a great person. So they made him the king. Now that Nassau, they made him the king now. So he came and he was a genuine pious person. He ruled with dislike. He was not happy. This was not his life. But he made his ibadat now, the ibadat of ruling with fairness, kindness, looking after the poor, the weak, the downtrodden, the widows, the women, all people in difficulty. So there were great, wonderful conditions that came in the kingdom. Peace came, barakat of Allah Ta'ala came, people living in security, people and plenty, abundance of everything, great, great things. In that whole condition, one day a shepherd comes there and he says, King, you such a great king, you help out people so much. I wonder if you can help me. What's your problem? I lost a cow of mine some time ago. If you can give me some guidance, how I can find my... You see, your cow is by me. And all this, you see, is the barakat of that cow. All that came. Take, here's your cow. And half of the kingdom you take and go. So he said that, oh king, that cow is not a cow and I'm not a shepherd. We are farishta. Allah send us to test you. That how sincere you are in your tawbah and your istighfar. And Allah has found you to be successful. I don't need half. What farishta has got to do with half kingdom? And what they got to do with cows? And that cow was also a farishta which Allah sent in the form of a cow. And I'm also not a shepherd, I'm also a farishta. Allah sent me in this form. So when we are sincere in our tawbah and istighfar, everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing is in anyone else's hand, least in our own hands also. And when we learn to turn to Allah sincerely, properly, Allah opens such doors upon us which we cannot imagine. So this is what we have to do. That we know Ali Salatu Salam, after so many efforts he said, then after that I said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. I told the people, make tawbah, istighfar. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Anzar Shah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, sitting here on the mimbar, explained to us here in our masjid here, that when a person commits a guna, according to the terminology of the Quran, is called a zalim. He has done wrong, and he's really zalimul li nafsihi. He's done wrong to himself. When you make guna, even if you rob somebody, you kill somebody, more than you are zalim and you have made, that is a mazloom, you the big zalim. And you have zalim li nafsihi. You are making, you're destroying yourself. After guna, you're going to suffer the consequences if you don't make tawbah. And you die and you don't make tawbah, you're going to suffer worse conditions in the qabr. And in the qabr, what punishment there is. Worse punishment of snakes, fire, etc. But even such a person, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. When Qiyamah will come and the trumpet will be blown. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُم مِّنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. People will be moving from their qabrs now to Allah Ta'ala. Just moving to Medan-e-Hashr there. Then he will, what they will say? قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who made us wake up from our sleeping places? They were in azab with snakes and fire. But they will regard that as a picnic. When they see the azab of the day of Qiyamah, compared to that azab, we were in a picnic here. With snakes of Jahannam, fire of Jahannam. And that will, so how terrible won't be the day of Qiyamah. مَنْ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. This is what Rahman has promised you. That's why you thinking you were in a sleep and you're having good dreams with that azab. But it was a terrible punishment because what you're going to face is even more worse. وَهَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. All the Anbiya, what they warned you and told you, what's going to happen in the Qabr, no doubt. What's going to happen on Qiyamah's Day, no doubt. Then Allah Ta'ala explains about the good condition of the righteous on the day of Qiyamah. And then the terrible conditions of the wrongdoers. So anyway, a person makes guna, then he's a zalim. But Maulana explains so beautifully, by Allah, no problem. You can be the worst zalim. You only make tawbah, istighfar, you'll find Allah is ghafir. Allah forgives. And you make lot of guna, then you are zallam. But also no problem, you make tawbah, you'll find Allah is ghaffar. And you make the worst gunas, continuous gunas, but just make tawbah. Now you are zalum, Allah is ghafoor. Allah will forgive you. So we just have to turn to Allah in sincerity, and whoever will do it for his own self, he will see the benefit. Allah give us all tawfiq of tawbah, istighfar of all our gunas, all our gunas, and turn to Allah. And this is the time while we are living. When we die, no more tawbah. Then all this wonderful fruit, thamarat, istighfar and tawbah are finished then. It is now we got the opportunity, and now is the time. And the more temptation is in our life, and the more sincere our tawbah, the more value it is by Allah Ta'ala. When we become now 80, 90 years and we are useless now, we can't commit any guna, now we make tawbah, that's also Allah is a. But that tawbah is not like when you are a young person. You got money, you got health, you got stamina. You can do what you want to and you make tawbah in that. That is appreciated by Allah. Much, much more. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.